Is the shared future banning Christian music along a main arterial route when people are going to church? Is it dictating as to how people celebrate their culture on main arteries? That's not a shared future.
Or is it about coming to agreements with people on all these issues?
Yeah, well, I think...
In which... So the result is shared and based on a shared perception.
I think we always wish to show respect. I think we seek to do that. There have been mistakes in the past. But equally, it works both ways, because there was incidents involving the protests on Sunday which haven't been reported or questioned. All those things, it works both ways, respect.
You're a partly publicly funded body. You've received something like £5 million in recent years, nearly £3 million from Europe's Peace 3 programme, £1 million coming from Dublin, the Stormont executive, nearly £1 million from the EU to help address the legacy of the Troubles. So you don't have obligations under that money, under that funding, to work harder to bring about resolution?
I think it's stretching to say we're a public-funded body.
Well, £5 million quid's a lot of money.
We don't need incentives by money to do the right thing, and we believe we're doing the right thing.
So you turn down that money then on the basis that you don't feel it gives you any obligation?
If it was tied into the principle that we have to not play Christian music on a Sunday, of course we'd turn it down. Mm. But it wasn't given on that basis.
So, the prospects for the summer?
Prospects for the summer. We are planning for a peaceful parading season. We're planning that all our commemoration celebrations are out there to be enjoyed by everyone. But sadly, we have the unknown of what the Parades Commission will do. We have Sinn Féin, who we believe are the only ones, went in and complained about the parade this past Sunday.
Mm. The SDLP did as well.
The SDLP, well, so not according to the Parades determination. Mm. It was only the Sinn Féin were named in that, but they maybe went in afterwards. So it doesn't augur well. We have Alban McGuinness talking about rerouting that parade now, or calling for it to be rerouted if this happens again. That doesn't play out for a great summer, I have to say, but we certainly will do all we can and go that extra mile to try and ensure that this country remains peaceful.
The extra mile does not involve talking to the residents of Carrickhill and doesn't involve obeying the legally binding rulings of the Parades Commission.
That's a matter for the individual lodgers who they talk to. There is no bar on the Orange Institution talking to anyone other than the Parades Commission.
Mm. People will say that's a cop-out, that you should be giving leadership.
Well, I don't think it's a cop-out at all. I think we need local solutions to these things. You see, every time we come up with some, the goalposts are changed. We're told talk, you should ban people from talking. We lift that ban. So relationships have to be built over time and people then begin to talk. But now that's not enough. Local solutions aren't the thing. We should be telling people what to do. The Orange Order isn't in that business. Our membership on the ground will decide how best to move forward at that particular time.
Okay, Mervyn Gibson, thank you very much indeed.
And you can text us.